interfere with British democracy. Moscow says there's no evidence and they don't have the slightest reason to trust the claims made by the Foreign Office. SNP Foreign Affairs spokesperson Brendan O'Hara says the conduct from Russia isn't surprising.
We know that this has happened before, indeed it's probably happening right now, and we must accept that this will almost certainly happen again. Russia's actions demonstrate a clear and persistent pattern.
The UK and the United States are putting sanctions on two people British authorities say are involved. Teaching unions say there must be changes to the watchdog's inspections process after a coroner ruled it likely contributed to the death of a head teacher. Ruth Perry took her own life in January after her primary school in Reading went from outstanding to inadequate. Boris Johnson says he did all he could to stop parties at Downing Street during lockdown, but he did admit to the COVID inquiry he could have told staff to be mindful of the rules. Labour says it's going to vote against the updated legislation to send asylum seekers to Rwanda next week. The Prime Minister's vowed to finish the job of getting the scheme started, despite opposition from within his own party. Sport tonight's football gets underway shortly, with Everton hoping to move out of the Premier League's relegation zone with a win against Newcastle. After being deducted 10 points last month, Everton boss Sean Dyche is proud of his team's reaction.
We parked it quickly as a group and said, right, it is what it is. Now we crack on. The storyline around it all has maybe enhanced the mood because of, I think, everyone in football's pretty shocked.
Tottenham host West Ham in tonight's other match. And the Brits' Rising Star Award for 2024 has gone to The Last Dinner Party. The indie rock groups won the prize that's previously gone to Adele, Florence and the Machine, Sam Smith and Ellie Goulden. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. It's 2 minutes past seven. I hope you're safe, well, and also dry on this wet and miserable Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the non-league hour.
Up in the clouds, flying so high.
Thanks, as always, to Darren Mutu for another excellent 98 Not Out show for the last hour. And it was really interesting to hear that conversation with Eddie Pillar, the founder of Acid Jazz Records. And that band were one of their original stable of artists back in the 90s, the Brand New Heavies there, and Dream on Dreamer. So, a very good evening. Welcome into the non-league hour on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. First off, we're going to focus on the men's non-league action from last week. We've got a new feature this week, though. We're going to focus each week on what's going on with the women's sides. So quite a few of the local non-league clubs as well. That will be a bit later on. But first off, there was no action in the National League involving either of our local sides this week. Southend United were due to play Wiltstone at home on Saturday, but that was postponed due to a frozen pitch at Roots Hall. And Dagenham and Redbridge, they were without a match this week. So we're going to move on to the National League South. And another game which fell foul of the weather was Braintree Town's fixture at home to Weymouth on Saturday. That was postponed due to a frozen pitch. Chelmsford City made a long trip to Bath City and made a fantastic comeback. Bath led 2-0 at one stage, but Chelmsford got back into the game thanks to an own goal. And in the second half, just after the hour, Freddie Hockey scored twice. One of those came from the penalty spot, and the Clarets ended up being 3-2 winners. Not such a good afternoon for Aveley, though. They were beaten 4-3 at home by Farnborough. It was looking good for them at one stage. Maniog Rinde gave the Midlands the lead after 37 minutes. And although Farnborough equalised just before half time, Ogun Rinde scored again just after the hour. Alex Hernandez put them 3-1 up on 66 minutes. But in the last 13 minutes, Farnborough staged a brilliant comeback, scoring three times to clinch all 3 points with a 4-3 victory. So Aveley were back in action at Parkside on Monday night when they entertained Welling United. And Welling, struggling side, they're currently in the relegation zone, but they took the lead on 33 minutes from the penalty spot. And 6 minutes later, Welling's goalkeeper was shown a straight red card for a foul inside the area, and Aveley were awarded a penalty. For Southend United midfielder Anthony Grant, a veteran of over 550 Football League appearances with various clubs besides Southend, went in goal, but he was beaten by Sidhu Odulusi, who scored a penalty to make it 1-1. Manny Ogunwinde made it 2-1 just before half time, before Welling equalised on 58 minutes, and the final score was 2-2. So currently in the National South, the table looks like this. Those two results, defeat and the draw, have meant that Aveley have moved down to fifth place on 35 points from 22 games. Yeovil Town remain top. They're 6 points clear of Maidstone United in second place. Maidstone, who enjoyed a fantastic FA Cup upset at the weekend, so they weren't in National South action. They are in the third round proper for the first time since the club was reformed in 1992. So, very well done to them after a big barrow by 2-1. Also in the playoff spots, Hampton and Richmond Borough, who travelled to Southend in the FA Trophy on Saturday. Incidentally, they were in third place. Torquay United were in fourth. Aveley, as I say, in fifth. Bath in sixth place after that defeat by the Clarets. And Worthing, they are in 7th. Chelmsford City are in 8th place, 1 point behind Worthing. The Clarets on 32 points. Braintree Town are 9th after on Tuesday night they picked up a point at Hampton and Richmond. Both goals coming late. Oh, Reggie Lamb gave the eye in the lead 9 minutes from time, but Hampton and Richmond equalised 4 minutes into injury time to gain a share of the spoils. So that's the situation in the National League South. Taking a look at the ESPN Premier League now, and on Saturday, Hornchurch, perhaps surprisingly, were held to a goalless draw at home to Whitehawk. But Hornchurch still sit on top of the table, although their lead has been reduced to 9 points, but is still unbeaten with 14 wins and 3 draws from their opening 17 matches. Meanwhile, Billericay Town were in 4th place after they lost 2-1 away at Wingate and Finchley. Bradley Stevenson was the scorer of Billericay's goal after 58 minutes in that game. In an all-Essex affair at the Len Salmon Stadium, meanwhile, hashtag United in good form at the moment. They beat Canary Island by 3-1. Toby Amoralaren, Percy Kianjbedi and Misha Jamali were the scorers for the Tags. Conor Hubble pulled one back for the Gulls, 8 minutes from time, but hashtag ended up winning by 3-1. And a magnificent victory for Concord Rangers. They beat Lewis 4-1 at the Aspect Arena. Hat-trick from Harrison Day. One of those came from the penalty spot. And Simo Mbonkwe was the other scorer for the Beach Boys. So a great result for them. Another defeat for Canvey Island, though, on Tuesday. They travelled Horsham and they lost 2-1. Bradley Satch was the scorer of Canvey's goal just after the hour mark. So, looking down the table, Hornchurch, as I say, still top. Chatham in second. Enfield Town third. Billericay are in 4th. They're on 32 from 17. Wingate and Finchley, the other side, in the playoff spots in 5th. Hashtag United are now 6, although they there is a 5-point gap between them and Wingate and Finchley. Canvey, after a couple of disappointing results, they are in 9th place. Concord, after that super win against Lewis, are off the bottom of the table. Just the 3 wins, though, they're on 10 points. Haringey Borough, the only side below them, on 8. Kingstonian and Potters Bar Town, the other side's currently in the relegation zone.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
On to the ESPN North, and a number of games fell foul of the weather, and we've got news of a managerial departure as well. Brightling Sea Regents match against Bramble Town went ahead, and Brightling Sea won 2-0 with goals from Bradley Russell and Kojo Apenteng. The only other local side in action, local sides, I should say, were Walthamstow and Bowers and Pitsy, who met each other at Wadham Lodge. And a brace from Matt Price gave Bowers a 2-0 lead at half time. That lasted until the final moments of the 90, when Jordan Watson pulled a goal back for Stowe. So Bowers won that 1-2-1. And Walthamstow are now looking for a new manager because the following day it was announced that Nicky Ironton had left the club by mutual consent. That defeated Bowers and Pitsy, having been their third loss in a row. But Stowe were back in action on Tuesday night at Wadham Lodge. They faced the bottom side of Stowe Market Town, and this time they picked up 3 points. They won 3-1. Jordan Watson scoring after 17 minutes, and Ollie Sotoyimbo scored either side of half-time even, before Stowe Market pulled one back in the 58th minute. But Walthamstow held out for a 3-1 victory. So the league table currently looks like this. Lowest off Town, they are still top of the pile on 34 points from their 13 matches. Felixstowe Walton United are second, 4 points behind them. Basildon United on 26 points in third, still looking for a new manager. Brightley Sea Region are fourth after they went over Bremel Town, who are on 25. As a Browse and Pitsy in fifth, but Brightling Sea have scored four more goals than them. They have identical goal differences. Bremel Town is sixth place after that defeat at Brightling Sea. They're on 24. Seventh, Haybridgewift. Eighth, Walthamstow. They're both on 22. Walden Tiptree in ninth on 21. Witham Town, who've shown an improvement in recent weeks, they're 13th on 14 points. Redbridge just below them on 13 from 12. Grays Athletic, who didn't play this week, they remain second from bottom, although they finally got their first league win, which happened just after Darren Manning took over as boss. They're on 8 points, and poor old Stowmarket, the only side without a win in the league, they are bottom of the table with just 2 points at the moment. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey were in action twice this week. Saturday, they drew 1-1 with Barton Rovers at Capershots, and they were back. No, they weren't. They were due to play last night, but that match was postponed. Abbey still in third place on 28 points. North Lee just above them in second on 30. And Bedford Town still undefeated at the top of the table. They are on 33 points.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
In the Essex Senior League, meanwhile, there were a number of games this week. None on Friday night. Buckhurst Hill were due to play West Essex. Wolford Town were due to be at home to Fremford. Both of those fell foul of the weather, as did Stanway Rovers' match against FC Clacton the following day. But also on Saturday, Little Oakley were beaten 2-1 at home by Halstead Town. And Sporting Bengal United, they're now top of the table after beating Ilford 5-4 at home. Tuesday night saw a 1-1 draw between Coggeshall Town and Halstead Town. FC Clacton won 3-1 away to Harbridge Sports. Saffron Walden Town versus Stanway Rovers was postponed. A couple of games last night as well. Athletic Newham drew 1-1 against Takeley. And also Woodford Town, they had a 1-1 draw against Barking. So looking at the league table, Sporting Bengal United now top, albeit just by 1 point above Tilbury, and Tilbury have a game in hand on them. Wolford Town, Romford and West Essex make up the top five. Coggeshall Town, despite picking up a point the other night against Halstead, they remain bottom of the table on 9 points. Ilford just above them in 19th place on 13. In the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted's game on Saturday at home to Colney Heath was postponed.
I'm John Charm, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And on Saturday's Phoenix Sport, we had one featured match. It was in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, where Hutton, who were league leaders going into their match against Enfield Borough at New Lodge, were watched by Andy Gardner.
It has finished here at a freezing New Lodge. Hutton 1, Enfield Borough 0. And a late, late Hutton winner has kept them top of the table. A game pretty disappointing over the whole 90 minutes, but we had a lot of late drama, not just that goal. First half was pretty close. couple of chances for either side. Adams with a visitor's guard for the home side, but it was deservedly 0-0. Enfield did quite well in the first half. Second half, more action. Goalkeeper Ismail had a major part to play in this match. He spilled a corner, which fell to the feet of Boxall, but his shot was blocked on the line. Then the homekeeper, Joey Grossart, made a great save. And then the closest we had to a goal came from the visitors, Azard Akgondogdu, who had a free kick which cannoned off the top of the crossbar. We were looking like it was going to head to 0-0, but then we had a moment of madness, a disastrous moment for the visiting keeper, Ismail, who came out to collect a long ball to his edge of his box, but the ball was not going to carry and he couldn't come out to touch it with his hands because he'd already been booked, so he would have been off. He had to scamper back to his line, but it was too late because substitute Dave Johnson picked the ball up and he had a lot to do, but he curled it beautifully into the corner. That turned out to be the goal that kept Hutton top of the table. We had a real fracas in the 90th minute, which started by the Hutton dugout, and virtually everyone was involved in the fisticuffs, and we had two red cards dished out. One was to the Hutton assistant manager, who had already received a yellow, so it was a second yellow and then a red for him. And Akgondogdu, the visiting midfielder, he received a straight red as well for his part in the fracas. So a dramatic end. Hutton will be happy with the 3 points, if not the performance. A bit tough on Enfield, who did well, but it's finished. Hutton 1, Enfield Borough 0.
So, a bit of a feisty affair down at New Lodge, a narrow win for Hutton, which has kept them at the top of the table. Elsewhere on Saturday, there was a 3-2 win for Benfleet at home to Mayhem Baker. Barkingside beats Brimsdown away from home 2-1. Finished Burnham, Ramblers, Neil Wormley Rovers 2. Clapton Community, they're still hot on Hutton's heels after a 4-0 win over Parkview at the Old Spotted Dog. Dunmo Town, joined a 5-2 win at home to St Margaret's. Bury finished North West London 3, Cannonsville 2, and meanwhile at South Church Park, it finished Southend Manor 4, Newbury Forest 2. There was one game last night where it finished St Margaretsbury 0, Brimsdown 2. And a couple of League Challenge Cup ties that game was on Tuesday night. A couple of League Challenge Cup ties on Tuesday night as well. Harlow Town travelled to Haverhill Rovers and 1-4-1. And it finished Hoddesdon Town 1, Benfleet 1. So, looking at the league table, Hutton remain at top on 47 points. Clapton Community very close behind them on 46, though, although Hutton have played one less than Clapton Community. Benfleet on 42, Dunmo Town on 40, and Wormley Rovers on 38 points, third, fourth and fifth, respectively. So, moving on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, and defeat for Harwich and Parkston on Saturday, lost 1-0 at home to Framlingham Town, and with no Town picked up a 2-2 draw away to Needham Market under 23s. There was a win for Harwich and Parkston on Tuesday night. They travelled to Leyston under 23s and they won 3-0. And in the one game that took place last night, it finished Holland 1, Stanway Pegasus 4. So Framlingham Town currently sit on top of the table, ahead of Holland on goal difference. Both of those sides won 43 points, plus Framlingham have played less than Holland, and they have a vastly superior goal difference as well. Stanway Pegasus are in third on 41, having played 20. Harwich and Parkston are fourth on 39. Great Yarmouth Town are fifth on 36 points. Looking slightly further down, Wivenhoe Town, they are currently in 11th place. Going to take a short musical break now. Lenny Kravitz, he's got a brand new song out, and it's called TK421. We'll be right back. coming up to 7:30 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. Good round off our look at the men's games from the last week now. The Essex Senior Cup to come. But first off, the FA VAR's third round proper took place on Saturday, although there were quite a few postponements because of the weather. The games that didn't take place will be played this Saturday. And one game which did go ahead, though, was Stanway Pegasus's tie away to London Lions, which finished 1-1. And Stanway won 4-3 on penalties. They are away to Romford in round four. Romford enjoying a 3-0 win over Mildon Hall Town at Rookery Hill. Athletic Newham were out of the competition, though. Another Essex Senior League side, they were beaten 2-0 at home by Erith Town. The ties between Tilbury and Saffron Walden Town, Great Wakering Rovers trip to Fakenham Town, and White Ensign's tie at Walsham Little Willows were all postponed. They will be played this Saturday. Tilbury or Saffron Walden will play Walsham Little Willows or White Ensign, incidentally. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior Club, the final third round tie took place on Tuesday night at Roots Hall, where a young Southend United side faced Redbridge, who won pretty comfortably by 4-0. And the draw for the fourth round has now been made. The first two ties take place on Monday night. Redbridge travel to Melbourne Park to take on Chelmsford City. Hashtag, they're at home to Braintree Town. The other fourth round ties to be played on other dates are Concord Rangers versus Grays Athletic, Buckhurst Hill versus Canvey Island, Little Oakley face Brentwood Town, Walthamstow entertain Colchester United, Baldham Tiptree have a local derby at home at to Witham Town. And finally, Aveley, they face Dagenham and Redbridge. That one is still to be arranged.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
So, onto our brand new women's section now. I thought it was about time we took a comprehensive look at the fortunes of some of the women's sides at local non-league clubs, because many local non-league sides in Essex and East London are very proactive when it comes to promoting the women's game and have women's and girls' sides. Just to explain a bit about the structure of women's club football, it's very similar, really, to non-league. You've got steps 1 to 6. Obviously, at the top of the pile, you've got the FA Women's Super League, followed by the Women's Championship. And then at step 3, you have the FA Women's National League, Southern Premier and Northern Premier. Now, we've got a couple of local sides in the Southern Premier Division, Binwicky Town Women and also Hashtag United Women. Hashtag Women, they were top of the table going into the weekend's matches, but they're now down to second after being defeated 1-0 at home by Cheltenham Town Ladies. Meanwhile, Billericay Town had a home match at New Lodge against Ipswich Town Women. The Tractor Girls led 1-0 at half time, but Soraya Walsh and Ruby Seeley scored second half goals to put Billericay 2-1 ahead. However, there was a lot of time added on at the end, and Ipswich scored a 99th minute equaliser. So, just having a look at the table, Portsmouth Women have gone above Hashtag United Women. Both of those sides on 27 points, but Portsmouth Women have an outstanding goal difference of plus 42 compared to Hashtag's 12. Billericay Town Women, after our draw against Ipswich, they currently in 8th place. There are 12 teams in the league, and Billericay Women currently on 10 points. They have a FA Women's Cup third round tie this Sunday when they will travel to London City Lionesses. We've also got local sides in Step 5 and Step 6, so I'm going to take a look at those. First off, in the Eastern Region Premier Division, which is Step 5, we've got Barking Women and also Bowers and Pitsy Ladies FC first teams. It was quite a crushing defeat for Barking Women at the weekend, Sunday to be precise. They entertained Royal Bedford Ladies, who are currently the runaway league leaders. They've won all 10 of their opening fixtures, and they scored a thumping 9-3 victory against Barking. Bowers and Pitsy Ladies, meanwhile, they were away to AFC Dunstable Women, and they also lost, albeit by a narrower margin. They were beaten 4-2. So Royal Bedford, top of the league on 30 points, 9 points clear of Wroxham Women, who are in second. Bowers and Pitsy are seventh. They've won four of their first 11 fixtures. They're on 15 points. Barking Women have also won four. They're in eighth place, just behind them on 14 points. And looking at the fixtures this coming Sunday, Barking Women have a home match against Kingsland Town Ladies. And Bowers and Pitsy, they are away to Harpenden Town Women. And also in the Eastern Region Women's Football League, if we turn our attention to the First Division South, this is in Step 6. There are a number of Essex sides in that league, including Billericay Town Development, Hutton, Chelmsford City, East Burghole United, Lawford, Southend United Community Sports, and also Stanway Pegasus Ladies. Now, looking at Sunday's results, Stanway Pegasus were beaten 1-0 at home by Lawford Ladies. Hutton Women travelled to Watford Ladies Development and they were beaten at 3-2. Great Athletic Women, I think I forgot to them, forgive me, Grays Women, if any of you are listening, they were away to Wadsden Park Ladies and they lost 5-3. In the other fixture on Sunday, Southend United Community Sports were away to Worley Rovers Ladies and they picked up a 3-1 victory. So looking at the league table, Southend in second, 2 points behind Watford Ladies Development, who are the leaders. They are unbeaten and they've won all eight of their matches so far. Hutton Women, their first team, are in third place. Lawford seventh, Billericay Town Development are ninth, Stanway Pegasus Ladies are tenth. And bringing up the rear, unfortunately, they've yet to win a league game this season. They've just got 1 point so far. That's Grays Athletic Women, currently at the foot of the table. There were some games this Sunday. Lawford Ladies play Mulbarton Wanderers. Wormley Rovers Ladies travel to Cheshunt Women. Hutton Women have a home game against Wadsden Park Ladies. Billericay Town Women Development play Hertford Town Women at home. Those are all this Sunday. And finally, we've got a couple of East London sides in the Division 1 North of the London and South East Regional League, namely Clapton Community and also Hackney. Clapton Community had a match against Dedham United, which they lost 5-4. On Sunday. Better fortunes for Hackney, though, in the league. They travelled to Actonians Reserves and they won 3-2. It's currently Dulwich Hamlet Reserves at the top of that league. Hackney are in fifth. Clapton Community are currently in eighth place. And looking at the fixtures for this Sunday, Hackney travel to Ashmount League. Clapton Community, they have a home match against Richmond Park.
up your sleepy head. Put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I'll think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in pain, written in all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here. See their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The other's a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things.
There we go, the much missed David Bowie, of course, and Oh You Pretty Things. So, the final segment of the show now, where we preview the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. And this Saturday, it's the third round of the FA Trophy, which is where the Step 1 non-league clubs come in. Of course, Dagenham and Redbridge have a home tie against Peterborough Sports. Victoria Road, Peterborough Sports play in the National League North, and Southend United, as I mentioned earlier, also face a Step 2 club. They have a home tie against Hampton and Richmond, who are currently riding high in the National League South. Averley, meanwhile, they have a tie at Parkside at home to Hungerford Town, who play in the Southern League Premier Division South. Chelmsford City, they're away to National League club Oxford City, and another club with an away match against a National League club, Billericay Town. They face a potentially tough task at Wealdstone on Saturday. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League, we've got Canvey Island home to Folkestone Invicta. Hashtag United travel to struggling Potters Bar Town. Concord Rangers, they are due to play Cheshire at the Aspect Arena. Hopefully the pitch won't be waterlogged yet again. I wouldn't be too hopeful after the rain we've had today and tonight. We're due to play League Leaders Hornchurch there on Tuesday night, and that's fell foul of the weather, and that will now be played at some point during the new year. And there's one game on Tuesday night as well, Concord again. They have a home fixture scheduled against Potters Bar Town with a 7:45 kickoff. So moving on to the ESPN North meanwhile. And there is one game on Friday night, local derby between Witham Town and Morden and Tiptree. Those two are going to meet once again in the Essex Senior Cup very soon. Saturday sees potentially tough task for Brentwood Town. They face the league leaders Lowestoft Town, who have only lost once all season so far. Elsewhere, Bowers and Pitsea are at home to Wroxham. Redbridge travels to Bury Town. Brightlingsea Regent are at Goulston. Heybridge Swifts face Basildon United. Grays Athletic are away to Ipswich Wanderers. And on Tuesday night, Witham travel to Lowestoft Town. Morden Tiptree face Bury Town. Walthamstow, they have a home match against Goulston. Meanwhile, all of those have 7:45 kickoffs. In the Southern League Division at 1 Central, Waltham Abbey have a away match on Saturday. They travel to Tame United. In the FA Vars, as I mentioned earlier, those matches that were postponed are due to be played on Saturday. That's Tilbury, they're tied at Chadfield against Saffron Walden Town. Great Wakery Rovers, who are away to Fakenham Town, and White Ensign, who also have a trip to Norfolk. They are at Walsham Le Willows. And in the Essex Senior Cup fourth round, there were two ties on Monday night. Hashtag United face Braintree Town at the Len Salmon Stadium. And Chelmsford City, meanwhile, take on Redbridge at Melbourne Park. I'll come on to Step 5 and Step 6 very shortly.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So moving on to the Essex Senior League, and one game on Friday night where Ilford are home to Buckhurst Hill. That's a 7:45 kickoff. Saturday sees West Essex face Sporting Beggar United. That one kicks off at 2 o'clock. These are 3 o'clock kickoffs. Cockeshall Town versus Barking. That is a cup game. FC Clacton face Takeley. Frenford take on Athletic Newham. It's Housted Town against Stanway Rovers. Holbury Sports face Little Oakley. Meanwhile, all of those kick off at 3. On Tuesday, meanwhile, it's FC Clapton versus Little Oakley. South Walden Town face Tilbury. Stanway Rovers face West Essex, and Takeley have a home match against Housted Town. All of those at 7:45. And one on Wednesday night, this is also at 7:45. Sporting Beggar United, the new leaders, they are at home to Great Wakering Rovers. And in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, Stansted have a home fixture against Harpenden Town on Saturday. So looking at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, Clapton Community travel to Cannonswood on Saturday. The only team above them in the league, Hutton, in action on Saturday. They were away at Brimsdown. Clapton faced Benfleet. Hackney Wick travel to Enfield Borough. It's Barkingside at Hoddesdon Town. Burton Ramblers are away to North West London. Newbury Forest take on Dunmow Town. Parkview face Wormley Rovers. Southend Manor are away at St Margaret'sbury, and Tower Hamlets take on Basildon Town. All of those 3 o'clock kickoffs. Two on Tuesday night, Northwest London against Barkingside, Wormley against Brimsdown, and one on Wednesday, May and Baker versus Basildon Town. All of those midweek ones are 7:45 kickoffs. Some games of the Essex sides in the Thurlow Nun on Saturday. This is in Division 1 North. Holland are away at Needham Market under 23s. And Harwich and Parkston, they're at Witton United. Stanway Pegasus are at home to Leicester under 23s. And Wivenhoe Town, they face Parson Drove. All of those have 3 o'clock kickoffs. If you're going out to a non-league game, either at the weekend or during the week, I hope you enjoy yourself.
Thinking about your love.
Yeah, I.
Sometimes, and you can get discouraged when it seems as though our working lives are keeping us apart. Put your trust in me, baby, don't you worry. And it won't be long now, so we must be strong. There were times I knew I let you down so badly. I never knew then what losing your love would mean to me. Ask for anything, I'll give it to you gladly. 'Cause you're part of me now, and you must believe that. If you're hurt, I'm hurting too,
and I'm thinking about your love.
If you need someone to care,
I'll be there.
You should know I'll never change,
'cause I'm thinking about your love tonight, today.
Days until I'm there beside you, till I hold you in my arms again. I find it hard to smile, so I'm asking you be faithful to me, baby. 'Cause I'm coming through, and I'll always love you. If you're hurt, I'm hurting too,
and I'm thinking about your love.
If you need someone to care,
I'll be there.
You should know
happened to see him on Saturday night at the Palace Theatre in Westcliff, and he was really good, really good concert. It was Kenny Thomas from the early 90s and Thinking About Your Love. Well, that's just about it from the Non-League Hour for this week. Thanks very much for your company. Thanks once again to Andy Gardner for his report on Hutton versus Enfield Borough. I shall be on Phoenix FM next on Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport 3 till 6 p.m. All of the afternoon's live sporting updates and reports and some great music in between as well. I hope you can join me for that. And I'm on this Sunday as well, 2 till 4 Sunday afternoon. I'm going to be standing in for Vicky Michelle, and I'm doing a show called The Time Machine, which might be an occasional show which I'm going to be doing from now on. That should be fun, so I hope you can tune in for that. If not, I should be back next Thursday night, all being well, 7 till 8 p.m. with the Non-League Hour. Coming up at 10 tonight, between 10 and midnight on Phoenix FM, it's Madeline Christie with the Night Shift country music show. And Madeline is going to be chatting with Filipino-American pop country artist David Unleo. That's from 10 till midnight. Before that, Gareth is along shortly with Bumper to Bumper, his weekly travel through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards. And his guest tonight is Lewis Elliott from the band Rialto. So Gareth, cut me up shortly. I'm going to sign off now with the Beatles and Hey Jude. Thank you for listening. Take care and a very good night to you.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Found her, now go and get her. Remember, hey, to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Skin, then you begin.